Now, my idea here is in the, just the last few minutes together is to talk about how one might approach one day in a very special attitude and practice that would help us just get used to the idea of walking with Jesus through the moments and hours of the day. I want to recommend, if you have never seen Frank Laubach's little Game with Minutes, it's just a little pamphlet, Game with Minutes, Frank Laubach, that you try to find that and read it with this sort of program. Frank Laubach was a Presbyterian missionary in the Philippines, and he learned how to walk moment by moment with Jesus. He learned how to redirect his mind towards God once a minute, and he learned that he could have a habit of doing that. And I won't begin to try to explain what happened to Frank Laubach, but I challenge you to find out. You will be thrilled with just that exercise. But if you will, please take the sheets there, and let's go over this. The secret of the blessed life is God with us. God with us is life without lack. And perhaps if some of you are uneasy with the idea that nothing good is lost, I will certainly affirm a slightly weaker version of it, that if you live a life with God, whatever is lost will not be missed. And because of the abundance that God brings into our life, you may notice that when Job finally has his encounter with God, you remember towards the end of the book of Job, God comes and meets Job. And God does not answer a single one of Job's questions. And he doesn't seem to care any longer. He doesn't answer a single one of his questions. But Job sees God. And the secret really is the presence of God with us. Now, I've listed a whole bunch of passages there, and I'm not going to go with them. I leave them to you to look at. But these are the great with you passages. Some of the great with you passages in the Bible. And what we want to do is come to the place to where we walk through our days with God. If it's here, that's fine. If it's there, what doesn't matter. But now, if God is going to be with us, our lives will be extremely different. And once again, we have to go back to that issue of, do we really want it to be different? Many of us, I think, at least for much of our lives, we feel that we kind of like to take a little vacation from God now and then, shall we say. You know, we'd sort of like to just have our lives to ourselves, and God is too intrusive. And it's like that joke about where does a 300-pound gorilla sit on an airplane, you know. Well, anywhere he wants. And to live in a universe with an infinite God is different. And if you're going to have that God in your life is going to be different. And so then we have to settle it that this is something that we really would like to have. And we have to settle it also that it's not something we can presume on. It's like the manna in the Old Testament, one day at a time. So we accept the presence of God. We invite him into our lives. We say we want you to be present in everything that we do, in all of our relationships, before us, behind us, beside us, around us, above us, below us. To paraphrase the little prayer of St. Patrick, we want God to be all around us. Then we have to invite him. And so now, if we do want that, then here are some things we can do. And I've distinguished preliminaries here at the bottom of the first page from the steps we might take. Preliminaries, faith in Jesus' gospel of the availability of heaven's rule now. So we have to have heard the message. And if the only message that we have heard is the other gospels that we talked about earlier today, then we'll not have the faith for living one day with Jesus. Desire, no faking it. We've also talked about this, that the Spirit is a kind of being that wants to be wanted. that does not intrude, does not push itself. So it must be something that we not only understand, but that we really do desire. And it helps if we have gone nuts about Jesus, as I say here at the bottom of the first page. We're not prepared just to put up with him, even though we don't like him. We're convinced that we really do like him. We love him. We want to have his fellowship with us. There isn't anything that we would be uncomfortable with him having, with having him around. And if there is, we'd like for him to remove that. And then finally, at the top of the second page is the decision. Again, decision is fundamental. This is the point where intention takes hold. You will not drift into a life of constant companionship with Jesus. So those are the preliminaries now. And then you must make arrangements. That's another part of the preliminaries. You set up things so that it can be done. And this means deciding to plan and implement these following steps.